Inspection procedures. The inspection procedures include, but is not limited to, gathering information, conducting a survey of the structure, including pre-existing damage, performing a moisture inspection and mapping its migration, developing a preliminary determination, and determining the need to involve specialists. Before beginning the inspection process, an information about the project will already have been gathered from the initial contact and initial response. Information gathering continues during the inspection process. In the background, information in the building history can be requested were obtained. Moisture inspection process. If the source of water intrusion has not been stopped or controlled, then, if possible, reasonable steps may be taken to do so. If efforts to stop and control the water intrusion are unsuccessful, then a decision needs to be made to continue those efforts or stop the project. After the water source has been controlled, surface water can be removed to gain control of the situation. Specialists shall check with local regulatory agencies to determine whether or not licensing or permitting as required for such activities. Inspecting the extent of moisture intrusion and migration. Determining the extent of moisture intrusion and migration requires the use of moisture detection equipment. Specialists should evaluate and document the extent of water migration and structure, systems and contents, but and absorption using appropriate moisture detection equipment. Since water can flow under walls and come from above, it is important to inspect adjoining rooms even when no water is visible on the surface of floor coverings. The size of the building can make it difficult to detect moisture using moisture meters. Thermal imaging devices can be used to show water flow patterns any building and hard-to-reach places, increasing the efficiency of documenting affected areas in water migration.